Oh, hey, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Efficiency Bitch podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Leone. This podcast is dedicated to all the women out there who are aspiring to have a career while raising a family. And bitch? Well, that's more than a name and even an attitude. We use it as an acronym. It's for Bank, Inbox, Time, Connection, and Harmony. Each episode is labeled according to the correct topic so that you can efficiently find the topic that you're looking for. I'm here to tell you, you can have your cake and eat it too. The trick is finding efficient ways to get through the have-tos so that you can make room for your best life. I can show you how. Let's get started. Hey, welcome to the Efficiency Bitch podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Leone. So, usually have guests. Today, I'm going to do a solo episode. It's a little personal, but the episode theme is harmony today. My BITCH acronym, Bank Inbox Time Connection Harmony. Harmony is one that doesn't get touched on super often, but it's one that I think needs a lot of attention. And so that's my story today. I am a very busy person and I love it. It's not a badge of honor. It's just my character. It's who I am. It's who I've always been. If you read my book, I had two jobs at the age of 16 because I felt like it. So I just am wired that way. I take on a lot. I do a lot of things. And I am in a season of adjustment and needing some harmony for myself. So I wanted to share with you a little bit about what that looks like for me and some of the action steps that I'm taking in order to achieve my harmony. In 2022, I wrote a book, as if you read it, Efficiency Bitch, How Ambitious Women Can Have It All Without Doing It All. The podcast came about a year before that. 2 years before that, Two Cents Consulting was born. And that's where we help small business owners with bookkeeping, fractional CFO, financial literacy. And along the way, I've been raising three children. I am a pretty healthy person. I run and exercise as often as possible. I've run two 10Ks in the last 6 months, so training for that. And I keep myself very busy with boards. I'm on two boards, two non-for-profit boards. I am very involved in a lot of different community things and mentoring at local university. So as I'm sure you just heard, like my plate is pretty full. What you may or may not know is that I also have a full-time corporate job at a very large consulting and software firm, very large. And I've been doing that for the last 4 years as well, in addition to all of the other things I mentioned. And I don't consider myself burnt out. By any stretch, I sleep 8 to 9 hours a night. I exercise. I have time with my kids, but I'm incredibly efficient with the way that I use my time, with my resources. I hire a lot of support. I manage a lot of different things as efficiently as possible. And I'm telling you all this because I think a lot of us, particularly women in this day and age, if you're listening to my list and you're like, I don't do all that stuff, but you have your own stuff, right? You do your laundry, you do your house cleaning, you manage your job, you manage maybe old aging parents or kids with special needs. Like we all have these giant lists of things to do, myself included. Everybody has it and everybody tolerates that type of work differently. My husband certainly tolerates his to-do list, manages his to-do list much differently than I do. I've got a kiddo with ADHD. We're learning to teach her some ways to manage her to-do list in ways that are effective for her. I have two other kids who are developing typically at this stage and need different things, right? So I guess I'm saying all this to give you context to the way our lives tend to shape. And one thing that can be particularly hard is deciding when the juggling needs to stop. If you've read my book, you've heard my analogy of juggling all these balls, and some of them are rubber and they bounce, and some of them are plastic and they just drop, and some of them are glass, and when they drop, they break. And there are different pieces of those that you have to decide for yourself. What's the glass ball? What's the rubber ball? What's the plastic ball? And I've been juggling all these balls and trying to make some decisions on the things that I want to focus on for the foreseeable future, right? And how long the foreseeable future? I don't know. 6 months, 12 months, 2 years. I don't know. Those things ebb and flow with time as well. But I've made some big decisions in my life recently. And some of those that I wanted to share, I've decided to leave my corporate job. So as of the beginning of April, I will be 100% self-employed for the first time in my life. 8 years in the corporate world, completely terrifying, but also really exciting. I've really enjoyed my time in the corporate world. I think it's what's made me a strong leader for small businesses because I do have the rigor and the tenacity of the corporate space, but I can bring it and boil it down to tangible, actionable items for small business owners. But I'm done. So I'm making that big shift. And while I'm doing that, I'm trying to uncover other areas that I need to change in order to bring in new ideas. And I'm in a space where my brain is so overwhelmed by all the current, there's no room for new ideas. And so that brings me to a big announcement about my podcast that I will be pausing the Efficiency Bitch podcast for now, and we'll be reinventing the podcast. So I do ask that if you've been loving this and along my journey with me over the last 3 years, please make sure you're subscribed because then you won't miss my very first episode of my new show. It will likely come with a name change and some art cover change, so you may not recognize the cover when it first pops up, but it will be me. If you're not subscribed to our newsletter, please make sure you're doing that. You can find that at efficiencybitch.com. The goal of the new podcast is completely to be determined, but I do anticipate it being really geared towards time and money of small business owners. At 2 Cents Consulting, that's all we focus on is super small business owners. So solopreneurs, startups, all the way to about 100 to 150 employees. Most of our clients don't get over that threshold, but really loving the financial literacy space. So I've got a ton of ideas on great content that will be bite-sized and manageable, but I need some space in my brain, in my heart to let some of that creativity go. So I wanted to share that kind of stuff with you today in case you needed to hear some of the areas you are able to make space in your own mind, in your own time, in your own brain, in your own work-life balance, harmony, all of the things that we call it. I'm going to take some for myself and allow myself to make this huge shift out of the corporate world into the completely self-employed space and hopefully bring up a whole new set of energy and genius to share with the world and my amazing clients at 2 Cents. Super, super excited for this next stage of my journey. So I hope that you will subscribe. And stay tuned. It won't be long. I'm guessing like this summer, I'll roll it out. Right now, the guest producer and I have been talking about this. Right now, my brain is so full. I can't even come up with a name for a show or think about artwork or just some of the basics of launching. So that's how I knew I really needed a step back. So that's what I'm going to do. And I really appreciate you listening. It's been almost 3 years to the day. Next year will be 3 years. That I've been running the Efficiency Bitch podcast. So name change, cool stuff to come. I'm so glad you've been part of my journey here. And I really hope that you're along for the ride for the rest. So until the new show starts, I'm Melissa Leone. I really appreciate you being here. See ya.
Well, that wraps it up. Thank you so much for listening. If you're new around here, please be sure to leave us a review on any podcast platform you're listening to. And you can always reach out to me to let me know what topics you're interested in hearing about, or maybe telling me someone you think would be great for the show. Either way, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at EfficiencyBee. Until next time, see ya!